The federal amnesty program, which ended last week, allowed thousands of illegal aliens the opportunity to apply for permanent residency. Congress has been dealing with a related issue. Should English be the official language of America? Our language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg says no.
As I was reading about all those aliens lining up to get in under the amnesty program, I couldn't help recalling a scene from a very curious 1941 movie called Hold Back the Dawn. Charles Boyer plays a world-weary Romanian refugee who's living in a Tijuana boarding house while he's conniving to get into the United States. To this end, he woos an American schoolteacher he meets, played by Olivia de Havilland. At one point, the innocent de Havilland is trying to explain America to Boyer. She says something like, "Don't you see, George, America's like a big lake. Streams flow in from all over and their waters mix together." Boyer says to her cynically, "You Americans build rather high walls around your lake." And de Havilland answers in this sweet schoolteacher voice, "Only to keep out the scum, George." Our attitudes toward immigrants have always been somewhat contradictory. We want to welcome them to a place at our table, but we keep casting nervous eyes at the silver. In the last couple of weeks, the conflicting strains have emerged in two contradictory congressional actions dealing with language policy. 2 weeks ago, the House passed an omnibus education bill that authorized extensive English language instruction programs for both kids and adults, and bilingual education programs to ease their transition into American society. You can get an idea of how sorely this bill was needed from the fact that the year before the recent amnesty was declared, there were 60,000 people turned away from English language classes in Los Angeles County alone. The new authorization won't satisfy the clamor for English language instruction, particularly now that 2 million more immigrants have been allowed to come out of hiding, but it's certainly an important step. But there's another story in the news that betrays the more suspicious side of our nature. The House Judiciary Committee has just opened hearings on the proposed English language amendment to the Constitution, which would declare English the official language of the United States and would effectively bar the government from providing services in any other language. The thinking behind these proposals is that we have to take steps to coerce immigrants into learning English. If we allow them to apply for driver's license tests or employment information in Spanish or Vietnamese, the logic goes, they'll be content to fester forever in the foreign language enclaves of South Florida or East L.A. These sentiments are unworthy of us, and something of an insult to those 60,000 people waiting to get into English courses in L.A., not to mention our own immigrant ancestors, who are often regarded with the same mistrust. The constitutional amendment is pointless and wholly unnecessary. With or without it, the new immigrants will learn English and will enter the American mainstream just as our ancestors did. There's only one problem. If the new immigrant groups run true to form, their children and grandchildren will speak only English. On the basis of census figures, the sociologist Calvin Weitman has estimated that if immigration were entirely cut off tomorrow, American Spanish-speaking communities would completely disappear within 2 generations, just like the German and Swedish and Italian-speaking communities of the earlier part of the century. Unless someone intervenes, the descendants of the recent Hispanic, Haitian, and Vietnamese immigrants will wind up as true monolingual Americans, just like all those kids named Becker and D'Angelo who were struggling their way through German 1 and Italian 1 in their sophomore year of high school. Instead of a constitutional amendment to compel people to learn English, maybe we should think about declaring that our official national languages will henceforth be Latin and Greek, and French, and German, and Japanese, and Yiddish.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.